Hello?
To collect call from
Life of a Lifer.
To accept this call, press 5 now.
Hello and welcome, friends and family. How's it going? This is Taylor Conley, host of the Life of a Lifer. You know, I just want to say a big thank you to everybody that listens to this program. We've been able to have people on here from across the nation that are behind walls that are really trying to do something with themselves, and most of them serving either life sentences or very long sentences, and have been able to accomplish something with themselves. And so the idea behind starting this podcast was, you know, myself serving a life without the possibility of parole sentence, to really be able to get a voice out there and get heard for, you know, not just all the negative things that has happened or that I've done or have gotten in trouble for and, you know, been looked down upon by, but to really be able to, hey, say, you know, shed some light on, I've been able to take this huge negative in my life that I've put myself into this situation and turn it into something that's good, and I can continue to do that. But not just me, I'm not just talking about myself. I wanted to make it to where it was a platform where, you know, other people could do it as well. And it's really cool because my wife, Cecilia, has been really a champion, and she's really been a big sport in taking and really putting other people on there as well and doing interviews, and I'm really proud of her for doing that. So I want to give a big shout out to my wife, Cecilia, Wife of a Lifer. You know, she's taken on a huge role in what, you know, we've been building and creating, which is a social enterprise. It's a community, and it's a place in which we can promote, you know, positivity as far as like working from nothing and building something outside of prison for people to connect. You know, the mission of and vision for Design Conviction is to bridge the gap between incarceration and society. And this is just a small little piece of it right here. And I don't know if anybody's familiar with the magazine that we do, but Design Conviction, the magazine, is another part of that. And so be sure to check it out, because we got a good friend, Angelia Bianca from Chicago, who wrote the book Indeed. We put her on the last cover, and this next one is going to be a special edition. That was our 2-year anniversary, by the way. We've been doing this thing for 2 years, and it's crazy to look back since, you know, conception of the whole project, of the whole company in the social enterprise like concept, and taking from where we started in 2018 to where we are now, 2021, and seeing how far it's come. You know, we've really made some headway and connected a lot of different sources together and propelled this thing forward. You know, being able to build platforms like we're taking and building professional grade platforms that you're looking at, you know, paying $2,000 to $2,500 to make these things, like real deal professional platforms, and doing them for, you know, a fraction of the cost for people, you know, for nonprofits, for individuals that are really trying to do something, whether they're writing a book or they do artwork or they do music. You know, we started Design Conviction Entertainment, which is another prong of the social enterprise, and that's a record label. We got our distribution deal with Universal Music Group's Empire Distribution, and I just want to give a big shout out to my dude Joseph out there in South Dakota, who really put us on it. Connected to Sand, looped to Sand. He's a distribution manager there. Like, it's really a big thing, and we got an exciting project. We're going to be able to really get out there now that things are opening up with this pandemic. And I, I can barely hold my tongue to let you know about what's coming, but you're going to hear about it in the next few weeks of what we got planned. We're really going to put this thing out there on a bigger level. And, you know, it's just been a constant grind, all like the wear and tear of things to deal with, like balancing being inside a prison at the same time as, you know, trying to operate and communicate between all these different moving pieces and all these different people. It's just sometimes I feel like it's overwhelming, but at the same time, I know that what it's going towards, what it's building, what it's doing for people based on like all the letters that we get, you know, that I hear about all these people that are like, you know, like this is really helping them. And not only that, like it inspires them, because in the magazine we send out to people like each quarter, it's a quarterly magazine. So every quarter we send it out to as many people as we can. It's not like we're like profiting and taking a bunch of this money and just putting it in our pocket. You know, it's like the social enterprise concept is 50% of all the profits that we make is going back into helping people and helping the cause, which is bridging the gap between incarcerated and society. But right now it's like we're putting 100% of anything that comes in plus, you know, like a lot of money out of our own pocket. So, you know, my wife and we have some contributors, like Jerry Logan has been a sponsor and he's an investor into this. And, you know, I just want to give a big shout out to Jerry. And my mom also has believed in me and believed in us and seen all the work that has been put into this and really got behind it too. And helped us out a lot as well financially and with support and everything, helping us spread it around. And it's just been really a blessing, but you know, it's all towards like my whole goal with this and my whole like idea and vision with it is to be able to really, really give people some real help, because there's a lot of people out there trying to just scam people, and we run into it too. We've ran into it as we've tried to build and learn, because we've had to learn all this stuff. Like I read books on everything and then we try out different stuff. Cecilia's constantly doing research and really just like taking classes and then just putting it into practice over the years of doing this, to where now we got our stuff up to like, you know, professional level. And like I said, man, you're not going to be able to find the quality and the level of service that we're able to provide for less than a small fortune. So, you know, we really have the aspect of helping people that are, you know, out, have gotten out after being incarcerated and are trying to make it, are really doing something. You know, we have gotten behind some of these people. And, you know, I just talked with OG Omid from the Manifest Something Beautiful thing, and we're about to launch a music project with them. Cecilia's going to be out in Virginia, meeting up with them, shooting some music videos and stuff next week. And, you know, we just got several different things. I want to give a shout out to Seth Anthony as well and Big Buzz. Couple more artists that we're working with, and that we got some big things in the works. I don't know if you've heard any Assess music, but you know, he's got a real cool style that's pretty unique and almost a newer genre. I don't know if you're hip to it or not, but it's like country mixed with rap and rock, kind of like a cross between a few different genres. And man, it's really cool, because they're some of my favorite music and it's been fused together. You know, I worked on a project with him, got some of my own songs that I had written out there, and you know, it's the Free Taylor EP by Seth Anthony. And he just put out some new stuff. Like, he's putting out new stuff all the time. So if you haven't checked him out, check him out. Seth Anthony, he's got tons of videos on YouTube, or he's everywhere, you know, like on all the different platforms, wherever you get your music at. But I definitely recommend his stuff. It's It's dope. And then, you know, we're re-releasing the music that was written inside of prison that I did with my partner, Caleb Twidwell. Just a phenomenal musician. You know, he's kind of stepped away from making new music at the time because he had a kid and, you know, he's trying to be a dad and take care of his stuff. But I'm just grateful that after he got out of prison, we wrote these songs and he got together with my wife, Cecilia, and they got into the studio and he recorded, you know, these songs that we wrote together. It's really a piece of my heart and soul. And he really put himself into it. And it's about to drop the rock song. So we got rock songs. I think it's three rock songs and then an acoustic live version of those rock songs. So it's called So Cold. And, you know, it's something that I hear that song, So Cold, like the chorus goes like, and so I stay here in this cold hill that I've come to know is home. In this false shell of reality that I've been forced to know. And I hate myself for being here through countless years and endless tears I've grown. So cold. Goes something like that. You know, he sings a little better than me. He's got some vocals, man. But anyways, I hear the song and I just try every day not to go cold, man. Like, I'm grateful that I have a wife. I was able to, in my situation, even though I got life without parole, I was able to meet somebody that, you know, looked at me as a person and not, you know, just another number, not just a convict. And we got to know each other as friends. And then over time, you know, we developed a relationship and it was something beautiful. And we just celebrated our 5-year anniversary not too long ago. And so, you know, it's pretty amazing. And it's crazy how fast the time flies. And everything that we've been through and everything that we've made throughout this time, it's just, you know, I don't know what my life would be like. It would probably be so cold like it was in that song when I wrote it. And, so I just, it's a reminder of what this reality can be, but doesn't have to be. But that song just gives me chills every time I hear it. So I think that if life throws at you what it does, you know, and I've had to really do some soul search and look down into the depths of who I am as a person to discover, you know, that, hey, I truly believe that everything happens for a purpose. Everything happens for a reason. And, you know, I've been able to grow and become a man, and I've been able to help other people. I think that's what my purpose is. My purpose is here to maybe help individuals that are like myself or were. You know, and I could say if I can be able to overcome these hurdles and these obstacles, then, you know, maybe they can as well. Just to inspire, I feel like through people seeing the actions and seeing what is possible, that's truly the best inspiration that one can give, not just to talk about it, but to really be about it, to really live it. And it's not always easy. There's a lot of hurdles to overcome. There's a lot of obstacles to overcome, but, you know, we do it. And, you know, that improves quality of life. And so I could say that I think things will work out the way they're supposed to work out. There's some things that have happened in the courts, and I'm hopefully going to be able to go back for a resentencing hearing sometime. I've got a lawyer that's working on some things, and I can't wait to really open up and tell you guys more about it. So stay tuned, and just know that this is somebody, and there's a lot more like me, and look forward to hearing about other people's stories as well, because I really, that's why I haven't been on here as much, because I've really been giving the platform to others to share their story and to hear their voice, and I'm just so thankful for.
You have 60 seconds remaining.
The way in which my wife has taken on the challenge, and really just a rising to the occasion. But be sure to follow us on social media. You can find us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, lifeofalifer.com, on any of the places where you get your podcast. You know, subscribe to us.
You have 30 seconds remaining.
If you like what we're talking about, or if you don't like what we're talking about, you got a question, I'm here to answer it. I don't have any problems. If you don't like me, let me know about it. And I really don't care. I would like to, you know, provide you an alternative opinion. But anyways, this is Taylor Conley, and this is The Life of a Lifer. So stay tuned and subscribe. Thank you for listening. I'm Taylor Conley, and this is Life of a Lifer podcast. Be sure to visit the website lifeofalifer.com, and don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode.